Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay. So, Arina Zaruska, literally, we're finding out overnight from her parents, came here from a Ukrainian bomb shelter, was living in the bomb shelter for shelter, survived that, but could not survive Democrat DEI crime policies. Everybody agrees here. Her family, who've now spoken out, but also, Lee, and this is remarkable, his family, the killer's family, DeCarlos Brown. His mother begged for help for him at the court, knew he needed to be locked up, got nowhere with the Democrat DEI judges who could only see a black man. And when you see a black man in America and you are steeped in Democrat culture and he is justice involved, that's the term they use for him. He's justice involved, meaning he's a criminal. All they see is a victim of cops after the propaganda of the George Floyd era. They couldn't see what was standing before them, a desperately mentally ill man whose desperate mother was trying to protect the women in her own family. They could only see a victim of the white police patriarchy. They can't see anything. They are so brainwashed. You can't reason with them. You have to defeat them, Lee. You cannot reason with these people. They are insane. They have been driven insane by the lying Democrat media. They do not live in reality. And now we have the half-brother of the killer, DeCarlos Brown, coming out and saying, quote, to the New York Post, yeah, quote, I think they could have pretty much prevented it. You can't just let him walk free, especially because of mental issues. He could do it again. Everyone is in agreement here, regardless of race, from her family to his family. The only people who can't see straight are the Democrat lunatic court officials. And this is what the Democrats do not want to talk about. And yet Jesse Waters had it last night. And they have now traced who hired this magistrate. She's not a judge. You don't have to have a law degree to be a magistrate. Who gets to be a magistrate in Charlotte is highly political. I covered it myself for years as a crime reporter there. And if you are not a Democrat in good standing who is popular within the party, you do not get the magistrate appointment. That's how it works. It's been that way for 20 years. I covered it when I was there right out of college. So here's Jesse Waters describing the system this creates. And I remember it very well from Charlotte. Take a listen. And that's why I'm asking the question this morning, Lee, did DEI kill this poor Ukrainian refugee who survived a Ukrainian bomb shelter but could not survive Democrat policies? Here's Jesse Waters.
The White House says this is Teresa Stokes, a Harris donor who doesn't even have a law degree, but just made a career criminal and a schizophrenic who beat his own sister when he was out on parole. Pinky promised that he'd behave. Ms. Stokes wasn't elected. She was nominated by the clerk. In Mecklenburg County, the sitting clerk is Alyssa Chin Gary. On her LinkedIn page, she calls herself a clerk and a DEI consultant and a racial equity organizer. And her life mission? Reparations.
We are here to honor them, to lift their names, and to continue the intergenerational work that we are required to do to eliminate structural racism.
Ms. Stokes was nominated by Judge Carla Archie. Judge Archie is friends with Eric Holder, Obama's wingman. And Judge Archie isn't just any judge. In 2019, she was the DEI champion of the year.
For the country.
Is this starting to make sense? Did a woman die because of DEI?
Yes, she did. Fire away, Lee. What do you think?
That's exactly right. I mean, once again, you have, these are the consequences of Democrat, progressive, liberal, secularist policies. These are the consequences. And this woman, it cost her life.
And yet, when you're looking from Roy Cooper, who's running from this for the Senate, former governor, to current governor Josh Stein, also a Democrat in North Carolina, they're saying more police, more police, more police. But they will not, they have not offered to change the justice system. That after the police did their job 14 times, nothing wrong with police here. Police haven't messed up. No. Nobody's even saying that. They are not offering to change the system because they like it. They're doubling down on it. And yesterday, in an absolute horror show out of Charlotte, Vi Lyles, the mayor, who didn't give a rip about this poor woman, had to be made to care by being embarrassed in it, about her murder, won the Democrat primary with 74% of the vote. And she had four other people she was running against, one of whom made a big deal about the crime. Lost. So understand something. Democrat voters, as horrifying as this is to watch, Lee, are choosing this.
Yeah.
They have been so weaponized by the propaganda that started with the fakeness around Trayvon Martin, continued with the fakeness of hands up, don't shoot Michael Brown. Mm-hmm. Never happened. That didn't happen. But they think it did. That officer was an attempted murder victim by Michael Brown. Michael Brown entered his car, tried to kill him with his own gun. It is by the grace of God that he survived. And that was the finding of the Obama administration. By the way, why am I bringing this up? This is fascinating. Dorian, just to show you the level of the lie and how long it's gone and why Democrat voters see a black man and automatically vote for crime. They are so brainwashed. 11 years after the officer shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, remember, that's a lot of what kicked this off. Dorian Johnson, he is the one who made up the whole hands up, don't shoot narrative. Oh, yeah, my friend had his hands up and the officer shot him. Democrats chant that when they march. Who made it up? Dorian Johnson. He died violently 2 days ago in a street shootout. He's dead. Why? He's a career criminal. Died like he lived. Now, we would later learn hands up, don't shoot is fake. And that would be confirmed by Eric Holder and the Obama Justice Department, that found that the reason that the officer shot Michael Brown was because these two, including Dorian Johnson, had broken into his car and were fighting him for his gun. At one point, that gun went off a bullet ricocheting inside the police car. Michael Brown was huge. It is a absolute miracle this officer wasn't executed by this Democrat voter and thug. Because that's how Democrats look at these people. Dorian Johnson lied, made up the whole thing, and a legend was born. He died like he lived this weekend. Shoot out with other thugs. Oh, well, good riddance. So that is where we are. But they believe it, Lee. And that is why they voted for Vi Lyles yesterday after the disgusting display by this woman who I know Vi very well. She was on my rapid call Rolodex when I was a reporter. She'd deal with me all the time. I was always filing Freedom of Information Act requests. City manager didn't want to deal with me, so I got sloughed off to Vi. Vi is a hardcore doctrinaire liberal. Do not kid yourself. She is knee deep in this DEI stuff. And that is where we are this morning. By the way, Jesse Waters, I want to play the rest of this clip, Lee, because it's so powerful. As he goes through, every judge here was a Democrat Party functionary. The judge that ultimately appointed the magistrate who let him out with a promise to show up again won DEI of the year. So this is what we're dealing with. This is hardcore Marxist DEI racist philosophy. Jesse Waters wraps it up.
Just a couple months ago, a guy shot five people on New Year's, and Judge Archie sentenced him to a year and a half for shooting five people.
In
a
Charlotte.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
This is a DEI court, and they have blood on their hands. And if the people in robes are on the same side as the bad guys, that's suicide. Are you okay with the country committing judicial suicide? I'm not. DEI died when Kamala lost. It's illegal. And releasing felons with dozens of arrests for social justice is a crime against the country. They've set up these dangerous DEI courts in cities nationwide. catching and releasing criminals to prey on innocent people. These courts need to be systematically dismantled, and that needs to happen immediately.
Amen to that. But wait till you hear. Here's the thing about this, and I warned you about this last week, because I covered these cases in Charlotte for many years. I coined the term misdemeanor homicide, which is when they let you get away with your first murder, and felony freebie, which was the policy of the prosecutor's office when I was a reporter. A lot of you have been with me since then. You're still listening to the show when I was writing daily about crime in Charlotte and this very problem. This guy, DeCarlos Brown, he is nothing. I would have even profiled him back in the day. He wasn't violent enough. There are murderers walking around Charlotte and Wake County and North Carolina after years of Democrat rule. And you're about to hear how bad it actually is. And folks, this isn't just North Carolina. This is Democrat-run areas. And it is how we will live if they ever get national power with enough votes again to pass these same laws nationally. We just dodged that bullet last time because they did not have the votes. They were just a couple of votes shy. You will live like she died on that light rail line if they ever get national power, folks.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.